Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
I will not wear the mask.
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 I will not wear a mask.
I will not get the vaccine.
I will not get the vaccine.
And I will not get the vaccine.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
In the Lord, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust, and I will not be afraid.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day.
For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above
all. Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked, triumph?
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his
I hate
world.
The work of those who fall away.
With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish.
On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound. For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your words. I will
you,
triumph
O Lord,
in the works of your
hand. Are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. I will defy tyrants.
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 And with that, good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people, hypocrites, boat rockers, anybody else that I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show here on GCN, and this is where we use the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us here on Thursday afternoon. Bradley and his family are on their way back from Michigan. I believe he said it was a 13-hour drive. So they're going to get in, like, really, really late, I think. They left out some time ago, but they're on the road now, and spoke with him briefly before the show, and just giving some pot shots there from some things that I talked about this morning. But if you would like to check us out online, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of radio, whether it's terrestrial radio off of GCN or internet or however you're listening, or on the video platforms too, great to see you guys all in the chat room this afternoon. Go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Scroll down the right side of the page. You'll see where we're streaming live there. That's right. You can see the face that's made for radio. Just click onto that, blow it up on your device, and click on the platform icon there and join us in the chat. Love to have you in there. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and, as I told Bradley, I said, you know, we ought to use Facebook sort of against itself. And so I'm dropping in the video chats across the platforms we're on, the Rumble page. If you would like to watch us on Rumble, you can do that too. Sons of Liberty Radio Live. That's what you want to look for on Rumble. Change video search to channels. Put in Sons of Liberty Radio Live. We're also live on beforeitsnews.com, top of the page there, dlive.tv at The Sons of Liberty. Twitch is setting brush fires. We're live on there as well. And also Roku on Cutting Edge TV. Now, right above where we're streaming, or right under where we're streaming, was the morning show this morning. If you missed that, this is going to be kind of a takeoff from that. It's going to be different information, but we're still dealing with pharmaceutical companies and who's rolling out things in the media, okay? So if you missed that, that's there on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Scroll up just a little bit. There's where you can sign up for our newsletter. We don't rent your email, sell it, or spam it like a lot of websites do. You get one email from us a day, that in the evening. That's all the articles that Bradley and I and our contributors put out. So be sure to sign up for that today. And then if you would like to help us in doing the things we do, radio, internet, and also going out in the states and presenting our Christian and constitutional heritage, being an encouragement and giving exhortation to the saints in the states to stand up and do their duty before God. That's why you have rights. You don't have rights just to do whatever you want to do. You have rights so that you can perform your duties before God. That's why the state is to have hands off on your rights so you can do your duty before God. So if you'd like to support us in that, there's a donate button at the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that, make a one-time donation, or become a partner with us, monthly partner with us as a son or daughter of liberty. That link is also at the top of the page. And then our store is available. Lots of products in there, great conversation starters, some equipping tools in there as well. And this week we're highlighting Stephanie's book, One Heart, The Testimony of Stephanie Joy Dean. This is normally $7, but this week through Saturday at midnight, if you order one of these, you'll get one free. You don't have to use a special promo code or anything like that. Order one of them, you get one free. So pick up some for some people in your life that need to hear the gospel. They need to hear somebody witness it to them. Hopefully you're doing that, but maybe share that with some friends or some people you come in contact with. It's a great tool for doing such a thing. And through Saturday night at midnight, you'll be able to pick this up and get one free. So good deal for you. Okay, so be sure to get a hold of that. We got several things I'm going to talk about today, and you'll see how they're going to be intermingled. Okay. And I don't want to play the video just yet, so I'm going to play the little short clip on the other side of the break that's coming up now. So if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Kind of wish the guy, the little troublemaker that was in the Rumble channel from yesterday's show, I wish he would call in. I really do. I really do. I think we could have a conversation and see where we get with that. But in any case, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, and stick to the topic. And our topic's going to be, who is actually bankrolling the COVID propaganda that the Mockingbird media is putting out to you? Do you know who it is? Do you know who's doing all that? At least the bulk of them? It's the big pharma companies. Now, I don't know if I'm going to have time. There's at least two videos I want to show. One's real short. It's a minute. The other one I may play, too, just to give you a context for this, because a lady lost her life last year. She lost her life trying to warn the American people about big pharma, about the vaccines and the things that are fraudulently called vaccines, and about how big pharma was using 30-40% of the Mockingbird Media's advertising. They're paying for it, which means they're going to control what you hear and what you don't hear concerning these shots now, okay? So keep that in mind. Give us a call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hang on.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933 if you want to call in. And so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play you a little clip here. And then after I play the clip, I'm going to play a brief video of Brandi Vaughn, and she was the lady who had come out for years, had been speaking out against Big Pharma. She was a former Merck employee, and I want you to listen to the words she says, and then we're going to tie it all in to who started this whole thing in the first place. Okay, you know his name. Go ahead and say it if you want to, but we're going to get to that in just a minute. But here's what I want you to see. Here's the examples. Watch who's paying for the Mockingbird Media and the stories they put out and the stories they don't put out. You ready? Here it comes.
Pfizer, CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer. Anderson Cooper 360, brought to you by Pfizer. ABC News Nightline, brought to you by Pfizer. Making a Difference, brought to you by Pfizer. CNN Tonight, brought to you by Pfizer. Early Start, brought to you by Pfizer. Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front, brought to you by Pfizer. This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
This weather report brought to you by Pfizer.
Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press Data Download, brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning, sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet, sponsored by Pfizer.
I wonder if they have something about finding the hidden pathogens and parasites and metals and hydrogels and other things in their shot. Do they have anything on that? Nope, they don't have anything on that. They want to keep that from you. But you get the idea, don't you? Now, if they're paying 30 to 40%, and I'm going to play this short video, so this is going to cover quite a bit here, and I got to get teed up here. Oh, this is probably going to take most of this segment, but I think you need to hear it because of who said it. She's now dead. Okay? And I want you to pay attention to what she says because she's the one who says 30 to 40% of the Mockingbird Media's budget for advertising, not their budget, but for the advertising, comes from Big Pharma. Okay? This is Brandi Vaughn, and obviously this was before she died. This was from 2015. And I want you to take a listen to this. She's going to come on here in just
a second. My first involvement with the pharmaceutical industry was as a pharmaceutical sales rep for Merck back when Vioxx was on the market. And when I used to rep Vioxx for Merck. And when it came out that Merck had falsified safety data and Vioxx actually had twice the increase in heart attacks and strokes, people taking it, it really made me realize that there was a lot of corruption behind the scenes and that just because something is on the market, a drug is on the market, doesn't mean it's safe. So after working for Merck, I was pretty disillusioned over the whole scandal, and I lived in Europe for 8 years, and I had my son over there, and I brought him back vaccine-free at 6 months to San Francisco. And when I went to a well visit, they pushed for vaccines, and at that point I hadn't done a lot of research in it, but I knew enough not to trust pharmaceutical drugs. And I asked to see a vaccine insert, and the doctor got very upset at me and claimed I didn't trust him. And he stormed out of the room, and the nurse let me know that I wasn't really welcome back in that clinic anymore.
If you have a doctor do that, he's not trustworthy.
For me, knowing what I knew from being a pharmaceutical sales rep before, and I started to do my research into vaccines and the ingredients and the flawed safety data. And what came to light was many things, but one of them was that aluminum is the main adjuvant in vaccines, in childhood vaccines. And I had experience with that, with researching that and the toxicity of aluminum, because my grandmother had breast cancer and the doctor biopsied her tissues and there were high levels of aluminum. And he told us that she needed to get off traditional deodorant and that the aluminum in there was linked to breast cancer. It was carcinogenic. So that was a big red flag for me when I realized those were in childhood vaccines, and I couldn't believe it, actually. And then I started to do more and more research, and I realized that the U.S. gives twice as many vaccines on the childhood schedule than most developed countries. And the real health crisis is the fact that our kids are sicker than any other country in the developed world. And this is despite spending more per capita on health care. So we have highest rates of SIDS, asthma, food allergies, ADHD, childhood leukemia, diabetes, type 1. And this, to me, was the true health crisis. So the more I dug into this, what I realized was vaccines are not for public health. It's really about profit, pharmaceutical company profit. And the thing about vaccines is that you don't have to do the same rigorous safety studies as you do for other pharmaceutical drugs, because they're classified as a public health measure versus a pharma drug. So for vaccines, they have a totally different type of safety study. It's very short in duration. It's not double-blind, placebo-based, which is the gold standard for pharmaceutical drugs. And vaccines aren't held to the same rigorous safety studies. So if you look into them, it's very easy to manipulate the data and present that as something that's safe. But if you really look into the studies and look into the toxicity of the adjuvants and the additives, you realize that the safety studies are not proving safety at all. In fact, there are a lot of studies on the other side showing that a lot of the additives in vaccines are very toxic.
Okay, all right, so she's telling you things that you're not hearing in the media. Now, you used to hear this. We played some stuff from 60 Minutes that was pretty incredible. I know I played it here, and I think Bradley's played it when he's on in the afternoon. And there have been times where they actually reported the truth. They're not doing that now at all. When was the last time, can anybody, 1-866-582-9933, when was the last time that you happened to maybe, if you watch the Mockingbird Media, any of it? If it's on cable, it's still Mockingbird Media for the most part. It really is. When was the last time you had them actually tell you what was in some of these shots any of the ingredients that's in these shots that they're putting out now that they're wanting to mandate to people. None. So this lady's been doing this for a while, and then she's going to tell you some more. But I just want you to stop and think about, when have they ever told you what's in their poison? And I use the word poison because the Australian government actually said they actually had an act to enable the distribution of a poison. That's what they labeled it, the COVID-19 vaccine. Here's more from Brandy.
Especially to children who have very immature immune systems. So as I dug more into the safety studies and saw how flawed they were, it really raised a red flag for me. And my son is now 4.5, and he's vaccine free. And I really got motivated to get more into this fight when I realized the mandatory vaccination bills that were sweeping the country, over 138 states. And it's clear to me that it's definitely about profit over public health. And one of the things that I know is that a lot of pharmaceutical companies have lost blockbuster drugs. They've lost their patent recently in the last few years. So they're looking to make up their profit. And vaccines, because they have less safety studies, less rigorous, so therefore a lot less expensive to do and a lot less hurdles to get onto the market, coupled with the fact that pharmaceutical companies don't have any liability for vaccines. In fact, the only product in the U.S. that has no liability, so you cannot sue them if there's injury or death. So you put those two things together, and what you have is vaccines as a pharmaceutical drug with the highest profit margin available. And if you make those mandatory and you keep increasing the schedule, it's basically using our children to profit off of.
And that's what they're doing now.
And the pharmaceutical company is using vaccines as a new driver for profit. And this is really what's behind the mandatory vaccination bills. So one of the things that I'm often asked is, why do we not hear about this if, you know, this is true? And one of the things that I've found out in my research is that the U.S. is one of only two countries in the world that allow pharmaceutical companies to advertise directly to consumers.
Listen to what she says.
And I'm sure we've all seen the media and the advertisements for the pharmaceutical drugs. And what happens there is that it allows pharmaceutical companies to basically dictate what is shown to the media. Because when you give the media 30% to 40% of their advertising dollars, you basically control what they say. And there have been a lot of journalists and stories that have been censored, including the CDC whistleblower that came out in the end of 2014, basically saying that the CDC has covered up data showing that the MMR vaccine does, in fact, cause neurological damage, a.k.a. autism. And recently there have been a lot of stories of different countries suing vaccine makers for injury and death.
We're going to come back on the other side of the break. There's just a couple of minutes here where she's going to get into this. So hang on to it. Hang on to your hat here. Buckle up. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas believes the Justice Department can't get involved in lawsuits regarding the state's new pro-life law. Republican State Attorney General Ken Paxton filing a brief with the U.S. Supreme Court saying the Biden administration has no case because the law is enforced by private citizens. The law allows individuals to civilly sue abortion clinics, doctors, and anyone who aids and abets a woman getting an abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected. House Republicans are calling out Attorney General Merrick Garland after he announced federal authorities would intervene when parents cross the line at school board protests. Garland insisting in a House hearing he believes parents who protest peacefully should not be labeled as terrorists, but protesting violently is not protected speech. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The CDC has their eyes on your onions.
Most of the onions Americans buy for their salads and to cook with come from Mexico, where there's a contamination concern concerning salmonella. The CDC issuing a food safety alert saying that over 650 people have become infected with a strain of salmonella in 37 states, and that was actually as of a few days ago. This alert includes red, white, and yellow onions distributed by ProSource Incorporated. The onions can last up to 3 months in storage, so you might still have some even if you think you don't. And reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Arizona State University police want those who confronted Senator Kyrsten Sinema in a bathroom to be charged. Four people with the Radical Immigration Reform Group interrupted a class the Democratic senator was teaching, then followed her into the hallway and into a bathroom where they continued filming. This is USA Radio News.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933 if you want to call in. Stick to the subject matter that we're talking about here. And I've just got just a couple of minutes here with Brandy, and I want her to kind of finish this out because this is laying out what I showed you in that little clip of what they're doing. If they're 30 to 40% is a big chunk of money, isn't it? And you're giving that to the Mockingbird Media to push your products. It tells me they don't want to go against the cash cow that's, you know, feeding them. And so this is what Brandy's talking about here. She's already told you they're funneling that money in, so therefore they're going to kill certain stories and they're going to let certain stories go through. They're going to have a say-so in it one way or the other, okay? Here's the rest of what she had to say.
And even pulling vaccines off of the schedule, like Gardasil in Japan and Prevnar in China, rotavirus vaccine in France, and Spain has a lawsuit against Merck for Gardasil as well. Pharmaceutical companies spend $18 billion annually marketing directly to consumers, so through mainstream media. Yet they spend six times that marketing to doctors through healthcare, health insurance plans, through educational conferences, through materials, through studies that are published in medical journals, all of these types of things. And what it really comes down to is that we have vaccines that have no liability for the manufacturers, very little safety data to say that they are safe and effective, and we have a lot of marketing going out there. So we have a very broken system. Our vaccine system in the U.S. is broken. And we cannot mandate something when there are so many unanswered questions and so many things that are going on behind the scenes that people aren't aware of, including vaccine ingredients. Like when the pediatrician didn't want to show me the vaccine insert, well, there's good reason for that. There's aluminum, formaldehyde, fetal cells, animal cells. There are a lot of things in there that other countries, A, ban from being ingested and therefore have vaccines that don't include these ingredients, and B, have unknown consequences that we have no data on right now. And so it's basically playing Russian roulette with our children. And, you know, pharma is saying, oh, it's all about public health and public safety. And I'm saying, hey, why don't we have more data on what this really will do? Long-term studies on what this is doing in, you know, inside of our bodies and to our children. Because right now we have the sickest children in the developed world. Something is going on here. It's probably not just vaccines. It's a chemical cocktail of pesticides and pollutants in our water and air. But vaccines are often a trigger because genetically we need a trigger to express these kinds of diseases and issues that we have. And vaccines are often what does that, because the chemicals are injected into our bloodstream, and so they don't go through a lot of the body's natural detox process. They go straight to the brain through the past the blood-brain barrier. And we need to ask these difficult questions. And until we have more information, we absolutely cannot mandate vaccines. There has to be a choice. If there's a risk, there has to be a choice.
If you like this video, please hit the like button.
All right.
If you have any questions or comments, please post it.
I didn't catch that guy there. So this was the guy who actually made it. That'll be up at sonsoflibertymedia.com later on today. But what I wanted you to do was I wanted you to hear from this lady. She was warning the people. She's been warning the people for years about big pharma companies. And why is she doing that? Well, I don't know if the lady was a Christian or not. I'm not going to claim that she was. But you've heard before where I have quoted from Revelation 18:23 as that there's nothing new under the sun. That's what Ecclesiastes tells us. And if it was true back in the day of Israel, okay, before it was destroyed, where they deceived, the nations were deceived by their sorceries, their pharmakia, their pharmacies, their drug use, how much more is it today? I mean, it's just right out in the open of what they're doing. So in bringing this about and you hearing who's funding all of this stuff, I have to ask you a question. Big Pharma has been around for a long time, okay? We know that in the 80s, Congress put forth legislation to protect them. Then in the 90s, they did it further, which the Congress doesn't have authorization to do that. Look at Article 1. If it's not listed in Article 1, they don't have the authority. It's like public schools. They have no authority in education to either legislate, to fund it, to dictate to them rules or anything else, mass mandates, vaccine shot, any of this stuff. Federal government doesn't have any of that. They have zero authority there. It's not in Article 1. Therefore, it shouldn't have been signed into law. And since it was, it's like what our forefathers wrote in the Declaration of Independence. It's pretended legislation. Okay? It's a usurpation of power. And therefore, it's null and void. But it's only null and void if the people enforce it. Otherwise, they're going to keep enforcing it. And this is why the people have to learn what that is. And then they're going to have... Look, let me say it this way. The nicey-nices have been done with these tyrants. Tyrants do not listen to nicey-nice. They don't listen to more words. They do not listen. They don't listen to more words on paper. So the Convention of States people, you're out to lunch on this. Tyranny has never been stopped with more words on paper. You have a Second Amendment for a reason. It is a show of force to deal with criminals. That's why you have a Second Amendment. It's not for going hunting. It really, when you look at it in there, yeah, it would cover, since you have the right to keep and bear arms, to protect yourself, protect your neighbors and stuff like that. But before it, so you can band together as a militia to enforce the law, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15. You're there to be used to be the solution to the problems that you say you have. You say, why can't we get justice in this issue, on the big pharma issue? You're going to have to band together. And not around a political idol, by the way. I'm going to get to that in just a moment, too. not around a political idol, but around the law. See, the law is what we want enforced, because then we can make sure that the guilty are punished and there's a mercy to the innocent. You understand? It's a pretty simple concept. Now, how is this going to tie in with my next thing about the political idol? Well, I'm going to show you. Here's what came out today. This is Liz Harrington. She's something to do with Donald Trump's new Trump Media and Technology Group. A letter was put out October 20th announcing Trump Media and Technology Group. Here's what it says. Palm Beach, Florida, October 20th, 2021, Trump Media and Technology Group and Digital World Acquisition Corporation, NASDAQ, WDAC, have entered into a definitive merger agreement providing for a business combination that will result in Trump Media and Technology Group becoming a publicly listed company subject to regulatory and stockholder approval. The transaction values Trump Media and Technology Group at an initial enterprise value of $875 million. Well, don't worry. They're selling these, you know, they're shucking and jiving these Trump coins. I'm sure they're going to do really well with this. Okay. So it says, with a potential additional earnout of $825 million in additional shares at the valuation they are granted for a cumulative valuation of up to $1.7 billion, depending on the performance of the stock price post-business combination. It goes on to say their mission is to create a rival to the liberal media consortium. See how he picks up that political language that Bradley talks about? The liberal media consortium. And fight back against the big tech companies of Silicon Valley that Donald Trump didn't fight back against when he had 4 years to do so on your behalf. And now he wants to do that because he's, quote unquote, knocked off of Twitter. OK, whatever. In any case, which have used their unilateral power to silence opposing voices in America. TMTG will soon be launching a social network, and catch this, named Truth Social. Now, I'm going to tell you why I think that's interesting here in just a minute. Named Truth Social. Truth Social is now available for pre-order in the Apple App Store. And here's just a little picture there. They've got it set up. I guess they're waiting to upload their app and do all that kind of stuff. But it goes on to say the nationwide rollout is expected in the first quarter of next year, 2022. Those who are interested in joining Truth Social may now visit truthsocial.com to sign up for the invite list. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm tempted to do it because there'll be a lot of people there and you can get your message out. But there's also a place where I remember what Donald Trump, how he left his supporters holding the bag, 500 or sitting in a jail somewhere, who knows where, with the NDAA, right? Indefinite detention and all that other, and the violations of the Fourth and Fifth Amendments here with regard to those who went up there to protest. I wouldn't want to be caught dead anywhere near Donald Trump or his stuff. That's just me. Here's what he said. Donald Trump stated, quote, "I created Truth Social and TMTG to stand up to the tyranny of big tech." Forget my tyranny, folks, of what I did 4 years in office, but I created this to stand up against big tech that I didn't stand up for in the 4 years I was in. We live in a world where the Taliban has a huge presence on Twitter. Yet your favorite American president, don't you like that? Pride goes before a fall. Your favorite American president has been silenced. He's not anything about himself, is he? This is unacceptable. I'm excited to send out my first Truth on Truth Social very soon. TMTG was founded with a mission to give a voice to all. I wonder if he's going to give a voice to his opposition. Just kind of curious. I'm excited to soon begin sharing my thoughts on Truth Social and to fight back against big tech. Everyone asks me, why doesn't someone stand up to big tech? Well, we will be soon. We didn't in 4 years, but we will be soon. And I'm going to tell you the ties I see with him naming it Truth with something that came out of his past. Hang on, and I'll share that with you. Other side of the break, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hang on, final segment coming up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Joe Sparra, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. When I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yeah, actually we do, Shaquille. We do believe it will do that. It'll be a WWE match. Shaquille was saying, do we really believe that Trump's, you know, social media platform is going to be allowed to grow with big tech? Well, it's going to be a WWE match. That it's something else to distract you from dealing with the real criminals. That's the point. It's going to be more WWE. Okay? But I want to point you to some spiritual context here too. Who is known as the truth? Well, that's who the Lord Jesus is. He's not saying, I have truth. He says, I am the truth, right? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, right? So Jesus said that he is truth. We read in John 1:1 that he is the Word. He is the Logos. He is the logic. That's where we get the word logic from. He's the truth. And I know we use the term truth, and there's a lot of people talking about, I'm a truth seeker, and I'm all this, and that, and half of the people who say that aren't that at all. Okay? And let's just put what that is. Romans 3 tells us there's none that seeks after God. If Jesus is the truth, are you really seeking the truth there? Just something for you to think about. Now, with regards to what I talked about this morning, regarding somebody who was commenting on the show yesterday, He took me to task for my intro, right? Welcoming the Islamists, communists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people. And I had to trip the Trump thing on him, because on his page, he's got Donald Trump there. He's got Roger Stone there. He's got several other people. He makes commentary, and he never makes reference to people repenting. Hunter Biden and his stuff, that never makes reference to that. And that was the golden calf baby. I mean, he lost it right there. And I just want to give you this so that you see the spiritual deception that goes on in all of this. Okay, and I'm going to tie it back with the first part in just a moment. Here's what he said. I'm so glad the cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs came out of you to say Trump is the Antichrist. I never said that. I said Antichrist Donald Trump. You guys who listen to me know I have gone through entire shows and pointed out what Antichrist means. It's only mentioned in 1st and 2nd John. That's the only place it's mentioned. It's a person who holds a certain doctrine, and that is that God has not come in the flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. They are Antichrist, period. That's it. He says, I will not waste my time with your foolishness anymore. You're beyond saving to make the just the wicked. And then he quotes Isaiah 5:20. In other words, you're trying to make a just man, Donald Trump, wicked. Now remember, he's taken me to task for my intro with LGBTQ stuff, okay? Let me ask you, what it is when you see Donald Trump doing this. And for those who are listening, this is Donald Trump with his LGBT rainbow flag, LGBTs for Truth. And he's happy to have that support. He doesn't call them to repentance. Why? Because he hasn't repented himself. And he said so. He told the American people he's never repented. He's never asked God for forgiveness. We don't get to it, it'll be in the archive later on. But that's Donald Trump. Donald Trump has also retweeted this tweet. Now, obviously his account's gone, but we got the images of it, and I put in there for the tweet. The tweet is still up on the radio show I did on this. This is it right here. It's in that. But here's what it says for those of you listening by way of radio. Thank you to Wayne Allen Root for the very nice words. Quote, President Trump is the greatest president for Jews and for Israel in the history of the world. Well, I thought he's supposed to be the president of the United States. And he says, not just America. He is the best president for Israel in the history of the world, and the Jewish people in Israel love him like he's the king of Israel. They love him like he is the second coming of God. But American Jews don't know him or like him. They don't even know what they're doing or saying anymore. It makes no sense, but that's okay. He keeps doing what he's doing, end quote, or he's good for, blah, blah, blah. And at the end of that, Donald Trump says, wow. Wow. Now, forgive me here, but if somebody wrote that about me, which I hope they would never write about me, I would correct them. I would not retweet that and say, wow. I would say, whoa, wait a minute. There's one king of Israel, and that's the Lord Jesus. Period. That's it. And he's the one who comes. Not me. I would correct that stuff right off the bat. To top it off, I have to ask you something. If Donald Trump's really a Christian, why is this going on? He's got his yarmulke on, praying at the Wailing Wall. That is the essence of what the writer of Hebrews warned the people about going back to types and shadows, instead of holding on to the substance, which is Christ. This is Antichrist, folks. This is synagogue of Satan stuff, Revelation 3. This is synagogue of Satan stuff. This is Satan's ministers disguising themselves as angels of light, is what the Bible tells us. In fact, if we go over into 2 Corinthians chapter 11, this is one of the things that we see. Over here, Paul is dealing with those who've come in to undermine the teaching that he's laid with the foundation. He's undermined it and begun to teach the people something different. And he tells the people, I fear, verse 3, lest as by any means as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For he that cometh preaches another Jesus. Do you get that? Did you know there are other Jesuses? Other Yeshuas? Whom we have not preached. Or if you receive another spirit, there's other spirits. There's not just the Holy Spirit, there's other spirits which you've not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted. Ye might bear with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostles. And then he goes on down, and he continues to correct them in this way. And he talks about the fact that these are false apostles. Verse 13, such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works, which is judgment. Read the book of Jude, read 2 Peter 2, they're marked out for judgment. They're not marked out for glory, they're marked out for judgment. Additionally, we were warned by Christ in Matthew 24. Those of you who've heard me teach on Matthew 24, same thing. What does he tell the disciples? Listen, Bill and I were speaking about this morning. Bill and I were talking yesterday. He says, he made a great statement. One of the biggest problems that people have today in America when they go to the Scripture is they think it's written to them. And they don't put themselves in the place of the audience to whom it's written. This is written to the disciples. These are the words he spoke to them. And what's the first thing Jesus says when he talks about, when he starts prophesying and telling them the things about what's coming on Jerusalem? What's the first thing he tells them to watch out? For many, he says, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And what are we seeing today? We're still seeing people holding on to the Trump train. Now, thankfully, some people have gotten off of that, but some are still holding on. And I want to draw an application not only from Matthew 24, but also from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now, again, I believe these things are in the past. I think there was a time where this stuff came. Okay? But here's what we're told. We are told, verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because what? They receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And check this out. And for this cause, what cause? Because they didn't receive the truth, God will send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Now, I believe there's application for that all through history, and we can see it even now taking place. So you say, well, why are you on the Trump thing when we started off with Pfizer? Because, if you remember, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said that he was going to be pulling out all this information on vaccines to help out with that. Trump was on board with it. Then Trump got a $1 million donation for his inaugural from Pfizer, and shortly thereafter, it was all, they just cut his guys off at every turn, okay? And Trump was the one giving billions of our dollars unconstitutionally to Big Pharma to turn out Operation Warp Speed for the very shots that are killing Americans now, and he's proud of it. In fact, he says, I'm the father of it. You tell me who's deceiving who. You tell me they aren't in the same bed together. They are. They are. And I bring this to you to warn you, to call you to repentance if you're still following after this stuff, and to see the light of the truth. You need to do that. You need to follow the Lord Jesus. And I pray God grant you repentance if you're still in that. I really do pray that He would do that. That's all the time I got for today. In the morning, Adam Heikkila and Amber Redmond will be joining us. Boy, you're going to see what happens when you go after the school boards. They try to turn it on you, but these guys aren't scared. They're bold as lions. Talk to you at 6 a.m. See ya.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.